Shabbat Shalom, Chavarim. What I just said in English would be, blessed be the name of the Lord, and peace to all our friends out there. You're listening to the Shofar Ministry Hour on WHK.
Brown and go back up to the north to make war with the rest of the Jewish people who had the name of Jesus Christ. So that's another little clue that when they leave Jerusalem after they see the abomination, that they're really saved.
Yes.
At this point.
Oh, that's true.
So that's the middle of the tribulation. So somewhere in the first half, they will get saved. And since I believe the war in Gog of Magog is in the first half, that's probably the catalyst. And because it says it, they will be saved after that.
Very good.
So, you know, very people, good. I have to tell you.
Now, that's not cut in stone, right?
Yes, it's pretty plain.
It's pretty cut in stone like Petra. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I've been there. It's beautiful. It's plenty big for many Jews.
I've seen
huge.
The pictures. I can't.
And lots of nice warm caves. And I mean, it's a nice place. They've even got running water, John. They put in running water there. Pipes with running water and toilets.
And
it's incredible.
I know that from the pictures that you brought back, it's cavernous.
Oh, it's so
like
gorgeous.
You're walking down in Manhattan in the buildings.
And I know there's grain been stored there.
Oh.
Okay. Christian companies have, ministries have gone in and put big bags of grain and continue to replenish it, you know, and stuff like that.
Wow.
So it's pretty amazing.
Cool.
But what I want to say is that the Bible is a big puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have the complete picture and able to get these pieces to fit. And if it doesn't fit, you got to throw it out. And everything that I tell people on this show is these pieces that are fitting. Okay? And if they don't, I don't use it.
You don't use it.
Right. So let's go on because I think we have enough time to maybe finish this.
Okay.
All right. So now, if the War of Gog and Magog begins or is in the first half of the tribulation, let's just say it's by the third year. I believe that would be the latest, maybe before. But they'll have enough time, at least 6 months, for the Jewish people to read the New Testament. And, of course, they will. Once they receive Jesus as the Messiah, they're going to want to read the New Testament because he's the New Covenant.
Yes.
And Matthew just happens to be the first book of the New Testament. And Jesus tells them in Matthew 24 exactly what's going to happen. And that when they see the abomination of desolation in Judea, which is Jerusalem, to flee down south. Okay, so they'll know that. That's how they'll know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
That's really great.
It is. So then, exactly in the middle of the tribulation, 3.5 years into it, I believe if the tribulation begins on a Yom Kippur, which is what I believe, exactly 3.5 years, from Tishrei 10 happens to be Nisan 10 on the Hebrew calendar.
Oh, my.
And Nisan 10 is a very special day. Do you remember what it is?
It's Palm Sunday.
It is Palm Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the only day that Jesus allowed the Jews or anybody to call him king. That was when he rode in on the donkey. At the end of that parade of when they were carrying the lamb.
Mm-hmm.
On Passover, but on Palm Sunday is when they picked the lamb. And that's the only day he let them call him the king. Now, the Antichrist, or Satan, is a counterfeiter. And so it would be interesting, and I think this is the case, that the Antichrist will declare himself God in the temple on a Palm Sunday.
On Palm Sunday.
Just because Jesus did that.
Yes.
And it fits. Again, it's that piece that fits in there.
It fits
exactly
well
3.5 years from Yom Kippur is Palm Sunday.
And just a reminder, too, that the term Antichrist doesn't necessarily mean against or the opposite of Christ.
Pseudo-Christ.
Anti actually has, in the Greek, actually means pseudo or copy.
Right. Very good.
Counterfeit.
But once he declares himself God, that's when he demands worship, and that's when they must take the mark.
Mm.
And if they don't, they cannot buy or sell anything. And they will die. Many will die.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Now, after that, we've got, remember, the Jews are now saved. They flee to the mountains, and they're protected until Revelation 19, when Jesus returns in the cloud at the sound now of the great trumpet, according to Matthew 24, which we talked about last week also. And we are going to see then the separation of the sheep from the goats, or the elect, which is the tribulation saints, from those that refuse to make Jesus Lord of their life. We see the Antichrist and the false prophet thrown into the lake of fire. And the saints of the tribulation saints are gathered to go into the millennial kingdom. And, of course, the goats will be going into the fire. Satan and his army will be bound until the millennial kingdom is over. And then, after the millennial kingdom, they're going to be let loose for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think we need to clarify that, and I think we have time to do it. As time goes on, now you got to remember, 993 years now we're going to have left of this millennial kingdom. First seven is in heaven. That's a long time to populate the earth. And we still have human beings. We have the tribulation saints that don't die.
Okay.
We also have 144,000. That's a lot of people. After 993 years, you're going to see the population has expanded intensely, probably very much.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
as time goes on, again, they have gone out further and further from Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there'll be some that are born that say, oh, yeah, right, I don't believe all that up there. You know,
yeah.
same old type of thing.
But they missed the memo.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now, Satan, of course, will be bound, and there won't be a devil on the earth for them to tempt them, which is a huge thing.
What an advantage. What a great
yeah.
time to be living, really. Yes.
And they won't be able to say the devil made me do it like we can say now.
Yeah.
But the hearts are inherently wicked, says the Bible. And
yes.
as long as they're human beings, there's yeah. going to be a chance for them to sin, just
yes.
like Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the enemy is let loose for a short time to deceive those that will listen. And at the end of that time, that's going to be the great white throne judgment.
Now, I got a question, too. Maybe you can answer it real quick. Is there another time that Gog and Magog get together at this point and try to attack Jerusalem? Almost like, I think we discussed it before, like a rebellion. Satan gets people to rebel against the authority of our Jesus Christ on the earth, his authority.
It seems to be that way. And the Gog and Magog thing is just another term for the enemy. We take
mm-hmm.
over by the enemy,
yes.
Satan. So, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So we don't want to get those two Gog and Magog battles confused.
No, no, there's actually, that's a term for the enemy. And
oh.
It'll happen twice.
Okay, it will happen twice.
Yeah. But eventually, okay, after the millennial kingdom, Satan is destroyed forever.
Then that's going to be good news.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure. So we have eternity with the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven, and that's God himself. Chapter 21 of Revelation, and he actually is going to come down and live with his people. So it'll be God, it'll be Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the whole
shooting match
down on earth for eternity. And then, you know what? He doesn't tell us what's going to happen after that.
That's right.
But I'm sure he's got plans.
You know, maybe he has told us, and we just haven't seen it yet.
Well, it's not in his word as far as I know. But you never know.
You never know.
The Holy Spirit can reveal things.
We're looking back, 2,500 years,
yeah,
3,000
yeah.
years in his word, and we can look ahead and sometimes think maybe.
You're right. But a question that I get all the time is this great white throne judgment. Who is going to be part of that? So I just want to say that it'll be every unrighteous person from the time of Adam all the way till the end of the millennial kingdom.
And the criteria for that judgment will be what?
Unrighteousness, not accepting the Lord,
mm-hmm.
either prior to his first coming
right.
or after.
Okay.
And, you know, in the First Testament, it was righteous if you knew that God would send the Redeemer. You believed and had faith in God that he would send the Redeemer.
Right.
And after Jesus came, then you were righteous if you believed that Jesus did come.
That he did come, yeah.
yeah. It was never your works. Never
yeah,
anything
never
like
was.
That.
Even
no.
in the beginning, it wasn't the works.
It's always been faith in God,
mm-hmm.
and the works are strictly to, especially in the Old Testament, was a type of Jesus being able to fulfill all those things so that they would look forward to him.
Right. Yes. And works, too, when you're doing something good, good for other people, that's a testimony to the goodness of the God that you serve or
Amen.
That you claim to serve.
Amen. Hey, good show.
So don't stop doing the good work.
We've come to a close, sadly, yeah. This day.
If you you want me to go ahead, and I'll take it from here for a little bit. Do you have a question for Sheila, or if you would like her to speak at your church or home group? And she does this as a good thing to do. If you have a home group or a church, invite her out. Give her an email at Sheila@shofarministries.net. Now, this is a listener-supported radio broadcast. If this show is blessing you, then your help is really needed to keep it on the air. So any and all donations are extremely important, and they're vital to this Hebraic Roots ministry. Please consider being a partner in this endeavor. Send your gift to Shofar Ministries, Box 513, Burton, Ohio. Okay, all donation will put you on the monthly newsletter. And we're going to have to say goodbye.
Ironic blessing, please.
Yes,
let's do
okay.
It.
Okay, well, ironic blessing. Yivrechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'yichunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lacha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Have a beautiful day and witness to your family.
Yes.
Amen.
Good day to do it.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford and the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the right-hand side of the screen, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the Internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@shofarministries.net. That's Sheila@shofarministries.net. Please join us next Saturday at 1 p.m. for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program is sponsored by Shofar Ministries.